But get hold of this. This stirs me every day of my life. Here is a man without any backing except the praying of the greatest bunch in the world at that time. And while he preaches, it's as though he's got a blowtorch in his hand. I prayed that for you preachers. You came here with icebergs in you. Go home with a blowtorch in your hand. Because our God is consuming fire. And the only answer to hellfire is Holy Ghost fire. So the people cry out, what shall we do? The publicans cry out, what shall we do? And these people have never heard a man preach in their lives. Say, what shall we do? You say, well, that was unique to John the Baptist. Forget it. Let me prove that to you. This is Pentecostal preaching. Brother Bickle was there last night. Was it last night? The night before? I told him that the Catholics in our country always shouted at me on the street meeting, you're not ordained properly. I went to see a Church of England big shot in Sheffield Cathedral. And he said, Mr. Rayner, we do not recognize your ordination. I said, Rome doesn't recognize your ordination either. Oh, we're in the apostolic succession. There's only one way to prove whether you're Pentecostals, or hyper-Pentecostals, or apostolic Pentecostals, or what. There's only one way. You tell your pastor, take that notice outside the church, because you're not Pentecostal. Okay, but apart from that, there's one way to prove you're Pentecostal, or that you're in the apostolic succession. Just one, note it, apostolic success. You're all asleep except Bobby, he said yes. Apostolic success is the proof of apostolic succession. The very shadow of Peter healed people. The whole of St. Peter's could fall on somebody, it wouldn't heal anybody these days. So here you have. Look in Acts chapter 2. Is it 2 or 3? I forgot now. Well, there's a word here about Peter preaching. Oh yes. In chapter 2 of Acts. Listen, here is a man who ran away from a girl's finger and he's sticking his finger in the eye of the high priest. Listen to what he says. He didn't merely mouth about it. He says, you crucified the Lord of glory. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said, Peter and the rest of the apostles, what shall we do? So the fire of the Holy Ghost gets to people, it gets to publicans, it gets to soldiers, and it gets to these rebellious theologians that have put Jesus to death. And when they hear Peter with that same anointing, they say, what shall we do? That preaching has to come back. What happened on the 24th of May in 1738? You don't remember. 24th of May, 1738, about a quarter to nine, John Wesley says in his diary, my heart was strangely warmed. That was the first move of God in his life. He didn't stop there. He read the Word of God. He said, there's something more than a warm heart. I don't want a warm heart, I want a heart on fire. And so he preached entire sanctification. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Listen, you can give Jesus a lot of joy this morning for the simple reason he's coming for a bride. He's not coming for a widow. He's not coming for the church in its lousy condition, which is poor and wretched and naked and blind. I don't care however rich it is. I don't care how popular it is. It is not the true church. The true church is a minority within a minority. It's people who walk in purity. It's people who love God with all their heart, soul, mind and strength. And when we get there, we'll prepare the way for the bride to come. So John Wesley at 20 put the record down. Somebody's reading an introduction. Just the introduction of Martin Luther's exposition on Romans. He hasn't even got into Romans. He's reading the exposition. And suddenly Wesley feels this transforming power. My heart was strangely warmed. He's loaded with scholarship. He wrote four dictionaries in four different languages. He's one of the most gifted men on earth. He's high up in the scale. Everybody in the Church of England says, we've got Wesley and his brother. We're going to shake the world. Well, they shook the world, but not by being again in the Church of England. The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. And that's how he came to Wesley. He came and he put the date down, the 24th of May, 1738, about a quarter to nine. Did not happen. He got up and came to a country called America. He heard about the Indians and their need. He got off a boat in Georgia, walked into a forest, went to sleep. He was tired out. Woke up in the morning, frozen to the ground. He couldn't get his arms up, so he pulls one arm out, then he pulls the other arm out, and then he gets one leg free, and then he gets the other leg free. Okay. But this is what he said, Lord, I want to be on fire. Listen, I'm going to ask this, I don't care whether we go through the meeting or not. Why is it that fire is so attractive? Listen to Charles Wesley and John Wesley singing a hymn together. O thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. There let it for thy glory burn with inextinguishable blaze, and trembling to its source return with constant prayer and fervent praise. Jesus, confirm my heart's desire to work and speak and think for thee. Still let me guard the holy fire. He'd had a new baptism of fire. And if you don't keep fire going, it goes out. He says, still let me guard the holy fire, and still stir up thy gift in me. Ready for all thy glorious will, thine acts of faith and love repeat, till death thine endless mercy seal, and make the sacrifice complete. Then he says this awesome thing, enlarge, inflame, and fill my heart with boundless charity divine. So shall I all my strength exert, and love them with a zeal like thine, and turn them to a pardoning God. You see, he's not asking for a theological definition. He says, I want a fire. Listen, if our God is a consuming fire, and he is, if he takes up residence in you, you'll burn till you die. God won't die in you. And all he's asking you this morning is to let the walls down, let the fire in. Isn't that awesome? That a man with such a colossal intellect and background, he said day by day, enlarge and fill my heart with boundless charity divine. I can't live in coldness anymore. I can't live in blindness anymore. I can't be indifferent to a dying world. Every preacher who has lost the fire, you should be on your face down here. You used to burn, but you got so busy with organizing. The fire has gone out. Come on. I believe God's going to breathe on us this morning. I believe you're going from this place. I believe you're going to have to say, I'm in the valley of decision. Remember again the word of Jesus, I would that you are either hot or cold, so because you're neither hot or cold, I'll spew you out of my mouth. God isn't going to beg at your door. He's been begging all week. He's not going to keep knocking, knocking, knocking. It's merciful he knocks this morning. Say, God, consume in me everything that's un-Christ-like. Consume in me everything which hinders, like dear David says in that wonderful poem there, consume me. Todd, should we? Oh, let them try. I was going to say, do you think you should sing that chorus? Or let them call up and call in send a by.
I think we should sing right now. I think this is repentance right now. We're saying we didn't write this.
That's good. Okay, thank you.
What chorus?
That one we just sung about fire consuming.
Oh, all consuming fire. Yeah, that great Jack. I think we should sing that
at the end.
Oh yes. Yes. Okay. Well, it's something you said yesterday kicked me off on this. So.
The Lord just interrupted.
That's glorious.
He just did what you
He told me he would do that this morning at 3 o'clock.
That's what he did. They're crying out now. What shall we do? That's what they're crying out. Yeah, sir. Yeah.
Come on now, let's join these people, or else kneel where you are. And you cry to God, what shall we do? What shall I do? You've been repenting during the week. This is the day to receive. He's coming in now. He's coming in with vision. He's coming in with power. He's coming in with revelation. God is brooding over us. Don't insult the Holy Ghost. Yes, Father, come afresh, come in power. Let me remind you right here as we're bowing in prayer, for many of you, you'll be going home tomorrow, so this is the last day of the feast, and it was the last day of the feast. Jesus said, if any man will come, he stood at the door in Revelation, said, if any man will come, I don't care how backslidden you are, how disobedient you are, there's enough fire in the Holy Ghost to burn up every bit of dross in you, every bit of unbelief, every bit of failure, every bit of coldness. God wants to put that fire right now. Say, God, come in fire on me, not on Vineyard, but on me, not on John Wimber or Jack or Todd, but me. God needs a torch of holy fire in your house. He wants a fire in you to read the word of God to your family. He wants the fire of God your neighbors will know. This church is turning the corner this week, we know that. It's having a new birth. It's not going to be like the Vineyard of last year or last week. Every man that stands up will have an anointing. I claim this from God. I'm sick of theology and words. We need God to move in our midst, like he moved in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. What does it matter? Surrender everything. Either stand up and raise your hands and say, Lord, I surrender everything, or get down and kneel there and believe God. That's great. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Yes. Yes. This is music to God.
Yeah, that's true.
This is chaos. To some people, it's music to God. Yes, the walls are coming down.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Pray for each other. The walls are coming down. The walls are coming down.
Unbelief.
The walls of unbelief. The walls of fear. The walls of materialism. The wall of the fear of man. The wall of the fear of the church.
Yes.
The wall of the fear of tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, you say... To some of you, I'm sure, at this moment, to some of you, this is chaos. I'll tell you, it's music in the ears of Jesus. At this moment, Jesus is seeing of the travail of his soul. It's purging you and stamping you and claiming you for his own. You'll never be the same after this morning. I won't. Glory, glorious, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. I'm believing at this moment prophets are being born, soul winners are being born, evangelists are being born, apostles are being born. Jack and Todd now, Lord, at this moment send all hell into pandemonium.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Lord, let demons have to mourn that they've lost their captives.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, let me come and pray now.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I'm praying this... at this moment, I'm praying to God with my dear brothers that right at this moment there'll be pandemonium in hell because the devil's losing his captives. Bondage is being broken at this moment. Eyes that are blind are seeing at this moment. See the glory of God. Then, Lord, take us out and give us a vision of a lost world. Lord, we're yours at this moment. I say for this people, we're your spirit, soul and body.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want any ownership of anything we have in our mind, in our affections. Yes. Our plans, we'll tear them up. Show us the mind of God each day. Lord, I think of that old hymn that says, out of my bondage, sorrow and night, Jesus, I come. Out of my sickness into thy health. Out of my poverty into thy wealth. Out of my sin and into thyself.
What, John? Just pray for them to be cleansed from all filthiness,
yes,
flesh and spirit,
yeah,
perfecting holiness and fear of the Lord.
Yeah, this is where we go on from here. If you believe at this moment with us, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, live on the Bible as you've never lived on it before. Eat it. Tell God every day, make the book live to me. Make the scriptures become alive. Let them captivate my mind and my interest. Let them become first. Let business become second.
Yes, Lord.
Let friendships become second. Get deep into the Word. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. You have to do it. I can't do it for you. You to say, any unclean thing in me, dear God, at this moment, purge it with holy fire.
Yes, Lord.
Fire. Fire is the greatest cleansing agency that there is. Having these promises, let our cleanse from all self of filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord.
Yes, Lord, let it happen.
It's continually progressing in holiness. It's letting God do a little bit of pruning every day. Something has to be cut. The branch that bore fruit last year will not bear fruit this year. It's to be cut off. It's done its job and borne the fruit. What you've known up to this moment, much of it's dead wood, he'll cut it off. He's going to bring in you his life. And fruit is not the result of life. Fruit is the result of overflowing life. And if you say, fill me to overflowing, fruit will start coming there. Fruit of the Spirit as you've never known them before. God says out of you, I nearly preached on this morning, I'll preach this week maybe, on out of him shall flow rivers. Out of who? He didn't say out of me, he said out of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost takes up residence in you, out of him, there'll flow rivers of mercy, rivers of love, rivers of peace, rivers of joy, rivers of wisdom, rivers of strength. It's all in the Godhead. It's not in vineyard theology or somebody's preaching, it's in God. Wesley said, thou of life the fountain art, freely let me take of thee, spring thou up within my heart and rise to all eternity. Those rivers are going to flow out. But God's going to test us to see if we mean business. He'll give you some situation where if you didn't have a river of mercy, you'd crack up. If you didn't have a river of joy, you'd fall down, overburdened. If you didn't have a river of peace, he's going to put them all there. Because Christ is our peace. Christ is our joy. Christ is our wisdom. And as I submit daily to him, I think one of the greatest hymns ever written there is, trust and obey, there's no other way. Just simple obedience. Simply trusting every day. Getting some new mandate from God every day. This is what he wants. Lord, I pray now as you bring it to my mind, seal every commitment or crucifixion that's here. Stamp your name on it now. Brand us. Like the Apostle Paul said, I bear in my body the brands of the Lord. Brand us. Brand our heads so we think spiritual things. Brand our feet so we walk in the ways of God. Brand our hands that we won't handle anything which is undesirable by God. Every shepherd brands his sheep. And God wants to brand you this morning. He just whispered that to me. I want to brand every one of these as my sheep. And whether a sheep or a wolves, but he'll protect you. He's a good shepherd. You'll start living Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, not a shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me. Even in the valley of the shadow of death. But he leads me by still waters. And you can write on the whole thing, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want for peace. I shall not want for joy. I shall not want for strength. I shall not want for adequate material to face the issues we're in. Christ is all in all. All things are in him and through him and for him. I tell you with all my heart, Jesus is rejoicing this morning. Some of you have held out on him for 5 or 10 years, and this morning he's got right in your life and he's going to keep it. You're not going to go back tomorrow. This is a one-way road, and the path of the justice is a shining light that shineth more and more and more unto the perfect day. He's going to lead us into incredible beauty, incredible majesty, incredible authority. Yes, it's easy to smile when I say that the only proof of apostolic succession is apostolic success. I pray this morning every one of your churches where you represent, whether you're a pastor, a deacon or what, will be in the apostolic succession. You'll have victory over the devil, victory over everything that's obscured you until now. That every barrier you backed away from, it's too big. No, it is not. Today I'm going to move you all up by the grace of God. So he tells me to say, I can do all things through Christ. Not by my zeal, not by my resolution. I can do all things through Christ. I'm claiming that for the vineyard here. for Jack and the others who go on that trip with John Wimber, it was the best trip they've ever had. That everywhere they go, they leave a fire behind. Not a blessing, not just a blessing, but a fire. Dear God, if there's a city in the world needs a fire, it's Hong Kong, and they're going to Hong Kong. Lord, let me pray, and you agree with me, will you? Lord, as this team goes to Hong Kong, go before them, yes. Go behind them, be with them.
Yes, Lord.
May they say things they've never said in their lives.
Yes.
May they see things they've never seen.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we want to move right now into the harvest field. Lord, let people in Hong Kong that's mourning and in dope, those 60-year-old prostitutes and others, Lord, let these men bring life where there's death. Bring freedom where there's bondage to drugs and prostitution. And Lord, you get hold of some of the mafia there. Chinese mafia, I understand, are there. Lord, I pray, bless Jackie this morning. Give her a double portion of your spirit. Lord, I pray for Jackie and her staff. You'll give them a new expectation. They've already said it's getting more dangerous there, but Lord, greater is He that's in Jackie than He that's in the world. Lord, the devil's held that city captive so long. Again, I pray for them, Lord. You put it on my mind so much this morning. I pray, Lord, even in Hong Kong, the walls will come down.
Yes, amen.
I pray the men who are plotting daily plotting how to grab little girls and make them prostitutes. Lord, let the fear of God come on them. They don't fear men. They don't fear sin. They don't fear death. The devil's got them where he wants them. Dear God, many of our people go to church every Sunday. It's only a custom. They don't want God. Find some people that want God. Find some young men in Hong Kong who've been to hell and back. They're just about worn out. But Lord, you lift the beggar from the dunghill and make him a prince unto God. Put a wall. You remind me of that scripture. I don't know where it is, Jack. What is it? Be a wall of fire around what? There's a scripture that says, be a wall of fire round about us and the glory in the midst. Lord, do that for Hong Kong in a new way.
Yes,
be a wall of fire around that walled city and be the glory in the midst. More than Jackie has ever seen.
Yes.
More than we've ever seen. More than church history has ever seen. Lord, you God, you see it now. You said in Hebrews 7:25, He is able to save to the uttermost. Lord, do it there.
Yes.
Send your shock troops. Send your angels if need be. But again, Lord, I just pray for your glory first. For John and his team, keep them healthy as they go from there. There are dangers of disease. It's a stinking hole. Lord, keep them pure in the midst of impurity. Give them extra light in the midst of extra darkness. Give them extra authority over demons and satanic power in a city that's one of the capitals of the devil on earth. And Lord, what you do there, do in Australia, New Zealand. But Lord, we come back. You told the disciples, go, but begin at Jerusalem. So Lord, I look next week, this place will blaze with the glory of God. People get on the phone and say, get to the vineyard, quick, the fire's burning. Lord, let people come here and get destroyed.
Yes,
spoiled forever for God. Spoiled forever. Their eyes will never look at anything else. Their hearts will never desire. Put birth in us. Put birth in me, my dear Martha, David, and his precious wife. Put something in us, Lord. It's a late hour. Lord, you either come in mercy or come in judgment. Lord, Lord God, we pray like the man in the Bible. When he heard they're going to cut my tree down, he says, please, just give me one more year to dig around it and fertilize it. Lord, give everybody in this room at least 1 year. Give every pastor in this room 1 more year to get serious with God. One more year to get closer to God. One more year to share the burden of God. Lord, make us worthy of carrying your burden. You said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. We have a billion years in eternity to carry no burden. So, Lord, make us adequate for the burden of our day. There's never been a day like it. The devil has never gone as crazy as he has. Thousands of young men dying. We're told nearly 10,000 in California alone dying of AIDS. We think of Frisco, which is not the capital, they say now, of AIDS. They claim New York is the worst. It's transferred over there. I pray for Wilkerson and his ministry there. I pray for Bill Watson, the young man with a Sunday school of 8,000 kids, most of them born illegitimate. Most of them have never known and never been a kiss from a mother. They don't know a thing about human love. They don't know about human comforts. Lord, give the people who minister to the youngsters the spirit of angels to comfort them.
Yes, Lord.
Give people the spirit and the reality of adoption to adopt them. Bless that young man. Don't let him get spoiled by success. Bless Wilkerson. He needs help too. But Lord God, I pray again, as you told me 6 months ago, keep praying, and I've done it by your grace every day for the Vineyard Ministries. It's either going forward or backward after this. We refuse to go backward. We refuse to let the devil throw the dust of time in our eyes and blind us to eternity. Lord, I pray at this moment, bless every Vineyard Palace, bless them at Newport. I thank you, give them a building, bless it. Lord, I pray, put a pillar of fire there in the person of a pastor. Lord, I want to be a John Baptist, blazing with holy fire, blazing with indignation against the devil's monopoly of our day, blazing with love to reach out to these people who are going to a lost eternity forever. Lord, show us more of the awfulness of sin and the eternity of hell. Show us, Lord, as you show me one morning at 2 o'clock there, hell has no exits. There are a million roads into it, no way out. If people get out of there and come in this meeting this morning, there wouldn't be one of them on a seat, they'd be prostrate on their faces. Lord, many of us have been near death the last year, almost in an accident you snatched us from it, some other situation, here we are. Lord, kill unbelief in us. Not only kill unbelief, kill ingratitude in us. We take so much for granted. Half the world is starving and our refrigerators are full, our bellies are full. Half the world is naked and most of us have 2 or 3 suits or dresses. Lord, we've forgotten our blessings. Lord, this morning we say thank you, Lord, not just for saving our souls. I thank you for bringing me to old age in your infinite mercy. Lord, I pray spare me at least 5 more years. Give me 5 more years for your glory. Lord, I pray the prayer of Isaiah after you cleansed him. After you said, lo, this has touched thy lips. He didn't talk nonsense. He cried. Oh, and immediately you touched his lips with fire. He said, oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens. Lord, that's it. We can't rend them. You have to do it. We don't deserve it, but do it afresh. As these people go home, bless them. May this be the most glorious weekend they've ever had in their churches. Lord, don't any contrary spirits come in here. It's been beautiful for 3 weeks. I pray for those who speak tonight. I pray for the prayer meeting tomorrow night, Lord. It will be on all our expectations that you'll just drop a ball of fire in the midst. Drop that ball of fire in every heart here this morning at this moment, because our God is a consuming fire. We want you to take residence in us, not just bless us, take up residence in us. That's what you said in Ephesians 2, that we can be, was it the temple? Is it the temple of God? Yeah, well, there's that again, but there's one in Ephesians says we are, oh, the habitation of God. Lord, I pray in every shape and form of our lives, people know God is in residence in us. the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Lord, if you love us, you'll share your burdens. If you love us, you'll chastise us for being careless. If you love us, you'll just correct us like a loving parent, but with infinitely more love and patience. Lord, don't let one of us miss the supreme blessing of God. I pray for every home here. Bless the daddies and mummies. Give them a new love for their children. A love to love them and care for them and watch over them and pray for them. There are thousands of wolves outside want to tear our children up. I plead the blood over them this morning. Lord, don't let one of their children get in drugs. Don't let one of their boys get messed up. Don't let one of their girls get pregnant. Lord, let these people say to their children, you're not your daddy's property and mine, you're God's property. You said young men shall see visions, old men dream dreams. I think of the revival back in 1727 when the Holy Ghost came on the Moravians. We're told the prayer meeting lasted 100 years and little boys and girls prayed with tears for the lost. Lord, bring this back again. Lord, maybe they'd have to do it to teach some of us. Lord, I just remember the word you say of Samuel. You let none of his words fall to the ground. Lord, there have been hundreds of inspiring words given by different speakers this week. Lord, don't let any bird steal the seed away. Lord, you reminded me this morning at a conference I went to, and I admired that one beautiful woman there, an old lady, with a Bible and taking notes. And in a prayer meeting at 2 o'clock in the morning, she jumped up and yelled at the top of her voice, I did commit that murder, I did commit that murder. Shocked everybody. We thought she was the most charming woman. But Lord, when conviction comes like that, it's woe is me, I'm undone. It's me crying out. As the people cried out, what shall we do? Or the people cried out, or the publicans cried out, or the soldiers cried out, Lord, give us to see this more and more and more. We don't have to sing a moving, sentimental chorus at the end of preaching, but the word will live.
Yes.